And now a case of mistaken identity. In Mexico, a teenage girl was taken from her parents earlier this week. She was removed by police, and a video of the girl being dragged away went viral. A woman in Houston claimed to be her mother, so the girl was sent to Texas. Now she's been returned to her biological parents. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this story.
That viral video is heart-wrenching. 14-year-old Alondra Luna Nunez screams and fights off several police officers as they push her into a waiting patrol car. The video was shot just minutes after Alondra Luna had been ordered by a Mexican judge to be taken to the U.S. to live with Dorotea Garcia in Houston, Texas. Garcia had been searching for her daughter since 2007 when her ex-husband illegally took her to Mexico. Alondra Luna's parents in Mexico pleaded with the judge to conduct a DNA test before sending her to Texas, but to no avail. Immediately after the girl's removal, her parents and supporters blocked a major highway, posted appeals on social media, and took to the airwaves. That woman only picked out my daughter because of her name and nothing else, said Gustavo Luna, the girl's father on national radio. They stole my daughter, cried the girl's mother in a different broadcast. Both parents insisted authorities were looking for a different Alondra, who was a year younger and last seen living with her father, a distant relative of theirs. Then earlier this week, adding to the murkiness of the case, a video of Alondra Luna, the girl dragged out of the courthouse, appeared on Facebook. Nearly drowned out by passing cars, Alondra Luna smiles into the camera and says she's in the U.S. and it's a nice place. But with international pressure growing, a DNA test was ordered. It was not a match for the Texas woman's daughter, and early yesterday, Alondra Luna was flown back and reunited with her parents. Speaking to reporters, the relieved teen said she thought she was going to end up living in Houston. She said she filmed the posted video to reassure her parents she was fine and added the Houston woman told her she had identified her from a picture on her Facebook page. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.